there's a couple of key points here I want to draw out of the story. Number one, you're going to start getting inspirations to act like I did in the shower. When you're driving your car, when you're walking on the beach, when you're out golfing, when you're just sitting in the hammock, maybe out in the backyard. The key is you have to take action, just like I did. I sent off articles. I called up Reader's Digest. I took action to start a bookstore. I took action to start a bookstore. And then we increased the bookstore. And then we took our bookstore on the road. Now, all of those ideas came to us, but if we hadn't acted on them, we never would have gotten the result. If we hadn't acted on them, we never would have gotten the result. At the end of the year, we made $92,328. What an incredible year that was. And interestingly enough, at the end of it, my wife turns to me and she says, you know, work for $100,000. Think it'll work for $1 million? And I said, I don't know, but let's try. And indeed, I received a check in the mail one day for $1,137,000, some extra change. And it was an amazing experience. You can have the same experience if you're willing to listen to the inspiration and take action.
You know, I figured out why you told me that story. It really illustrates the whole concept that we're talking about here. The inspiration, the forming intentions, the taking action. And the cycle just continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending.
When you have clearly stated intentions, you will receive inspired ideas at any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them. Any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them.
True, it really does embody the entire model, which is to receive the inspiration, which I did, then form the intention to sell $100,000 worth of books, and then to take action, which I did, and then to receive and experience the growth. You know, it also illustrates this model that we have called Ask, Believe, Receive, which is the basis of the Law of Attraction, which says that I was asking for guidance. I received guidance. I received guidance. I then took action on the guidance because I believed it was going to work. I believed in my capability of pulling it off. Then I started to receive what it was I wanted because I was creating a vibrational match. Creating a vibrational match every morning, doing my affirmation, visualizing the result, and feeling the feelings of what it would be like to have a $100,000 lifestyle. Doing that for that 30-day period, then bam, in comes all this new level of inspiration, of specific action steps that I can take that will lead me to the fulfillment of that goal, to the fulfillment of that goal. Basically, what we want to look at is the idea that there's two kinds of actions. There's what we call obvious actions, which started out called sell books. Mm-hmm. And then there's inspired actions. Oh, we could have a mail order catalog.
You know, I figured out why you told me that story. It really illustrates the whole concept that we're talking about here. The inspiration, the forming intentions, the taking action, and the cycle just continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending.
When you have clearly stated intentions, you will receive inspired ideas at any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them. Any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them.
For that story that I didn't even tell was that I had a friend who was a speaker, and while I was in this goal of making $100,000, I asked him one day, I said, what do you charge when you speak? He said, charge when you speak. He said, charge when you speak. He said, $800. I said, you gotta be kidding me. He says, why? I said, I only get $300. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm as good as you. In fact, I might be better, you know? And how do you get $800? He said, simple. I said, really? From educators, from school systems? He says, yeah, I ask for it. I said, get out of here. You just ask for it and they say yes. He said, most of the time. So I went back home and I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna take action in this arena of my life. And I practiced in the mirror because it was very uncomfortable. I was afraid everyone was going to see me as only interested in making money. See me as only interested in making money. I had a big investment in being seen as someone who really cared about the transformation of education.
Right.
I said to the mirror, okay, you're going to be the person asking me for the money, and then I'm going to respond $800. Imagine being asked, what's your fee, mister? And I went, $800. And then I got better. $800. So I felt pretty comfortable with it. $800. So I felt pretty comfortable with it. And then I got a call from a place in Iowa. They wanted me to come out and do a one-day workshop. And they said, what's your fee? And I went, $600. And they said, $600? No sweat.
Oh.
And I said, what would have been sweat? And they said, we had $1,200 in the budget for the speaker. And I said, no, I said, I'll do it for six, I will. And I said, no, I said, I'll do it for six, I will. The next person that called me said, what's your fee? I said, $1,200. And they said, we only have eight. I said, I'll take it.
You know, I figured out why you told me that story. It really illustrates the whole concept that we're talking about here. The inspiration, the forming intentions, the taking action, and the cycle just continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending.
When you have clearly stated intentions, you will receive inspired ideas at any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them. Any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them. Any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them.
The idea was that all during that year, things kept emerging. Now, I never would have asked that person what they made. Because I was taught as a kid, never talk about money, never ask people what their income is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in that field of this is my intention, then when that inspiration to ask him came up just out of the blue, I had the courage to act on that inspiration and ask him, and I got an answer that literally tripled my income just in my speaking division, which added to the other book income, which ended up to $92,000. Once you're in the flow, once you're in alignment with your life purpose mm-hmm. and you have your intention and you are now moving forward on your vision, that you are going to get inspirations every day. I've learned right now for me, if it comes into my head, mm-hmm. I usually do it. Now, if something comes in that seems just totally whacked,
right.
I might stop and examine it. Uh-huh. But even those things usually turn out to be some of the most amazing breakthrough. I've had ideas where I thought, wow, I could make a lot of money doing that, but there wouldn't be any work, and that doesn't make any sense, and would people really pay that?
Yeah.
And when I've acted on it, it's just been amazing. It's so important to act on these inspirations and intuitions. I believe now that everything that shows up in my life is there for a purpose. And so if I'm sitting down on the bus and someone sits down next to me, my first thought is, well, what's the opportunity that this person is?
Mm-hmm.
And so I start to interact with them with the idea that something good's going to come out of it. It's for my highest good and their highest good. And 9 times out of 10, it really does.
You know, I figured out why you told me that story. It really illustrates the whole concept that we're talking about here. The inspiration, the forming intentions, the taking action, and the cycle just continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending.
When you have clearly stated intentions, you will receive inspired ideas at any time and place, perhaps when you least expect them.
You know, I figured out why you told me that story. It really illustrates the whole concept that we're talking about here. The inspiration, the forming intentions, the taking action, and the cycle just continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending. Continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending. Continued and continued with you until you had this wonderful ending.